So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. The budget has passed in the House. I don't know what the Senate's going to do with it in Pennsylvania. So we'll talk with Martina White, hopefully. I don't know if she voted for it or against it. You heard what's going on in Chester County, though. The broader thing here, Republicans care about the perception of elections. We just can't go through this. And a broader 30,000-foot view is apparently people in the suburbs can. I know a lot of people are upset, but they still vote for these Democrats. Again and again and again and again, we see this play out. You would think after seeing what we see in Philadelphia and some of these other counties, Chester County would wake up. Apparently not. I don't know if they hate Trump too, and that's what it is, but they're willing to put up with something that's a debacle, pretty much of historic proportions. I think the DOJ and others might come in. We have Wally Zimmelong on, Linda Kearns. We're on it, and the arrogance that they're diddling over there about who's going to be the party that's going to be the independent party on this 8 days into it. And you heard the attorney, and that's kind of breaking to me, Dolores, talking about the indifference case to this. What does it take? I keep on asking this when it comes to the suburbs. And Delco, as I said, waited till after the election. They are apparently going to raise taxes again by 20%. They're going to blame COVID. They raised it by 23 the last time. Now, the Republican Party, I'm not pulling punches. They're not good in Delaware County. I don't care. I just want to see this nonsense stop in the suburbs. It's bad enough in the city. And we've gone over what seems to be driving it. And some of the numbers in Bucks County, Joe Conman, the guy elected DA, is the first DA elected who's a Democrat in Bucks County since the 1800s. And overwhelmingly. Yeah, Martina White will be here at 1:45, so I'll let her lay it out. There's an awful lot more spending. I think the olive branch with Republicans, they got rid of this Reggie stuff, you know, the regional climate stuff coming out of California, and I guess that was enough for them on that to spend all this money. But they are spending a lot more money, maybe not what Josh Shapiro wanted, but a lot more. And it's just out of nowhere. I'm not exactly sure how it happened. All right. A guy that I just, you know, mean by now or the year, I just despise just even mentioning his name and looking at him is very much in the news. This Nick Fuentes guy, a maniac, a conspiracy artist extraordinaire. And I don't know if he is the Groyper face of that or not, Henry. But as I understand it, this I'm not sure the derivation. It seems to be British, the Groyper. Or Groyper, that America, and look, we've talked about this in a reasonable way. For young adults, getting that first home, the idea of opportunity is why you're seeing Mondani and others elected in New York. People don't see it's there, but this group just wants to burn it down. We're still living in America. It still is the land of opportunity, is it not? Are the limitations on young people trying to get ahead today so great, particularly young men? Now, and I get the argument with young men by a culture, toxic masculinity that's downgraded men. The Democrat Party, up and down the line. Henry, do you know anybody that is a groiper?
I honestly didn't really know what that was until you just said it. I'm looking it up right now.
It's apparently the Fuentes guy and these other...
Yeah, it's his followers. Yeah. They use a variant of the Pepe the Frog meme, which is called groiper.
Exactly. But at base, it's burn it all down. And they like Trump, not because Trump's going to solve anything, is the theory. And I think it's pretty sound. But because he's going to burn it down. And that's what they want. Look, you had to do what you had to do to get elected with Trump going on those bro shows. Another whole group of people that to me are just shallow, despicable. What terms can I use? There's no message there. Let's move on to the bigger fish. Tucker Carlson, who now talks about another attack of demons. He's telling Megyn Kelly. Now, Megyn Kelly is shrewder than this. I'm sitting there listening to a guy telling me he's attacked by demons right before he left Fox and demons attacked him again. Look at these scratches. And if Tucker Carlson, if you hear anybody say, oh, well, I'm just asking questions, bringing the Fuentes or these guys on who just are beneath contempt. And they say, well, I'm just asking questions. What's wrong with asking questions? No, we already know. The whole deal. I'm not asking Nikki Fuentes any questions, right? But there's the whole thing going on here inside the Republican Party with these guys, that they've gotten traction. And as I said, Trump needing to win does the bro tour, remember, before the election. And I get what the argument is, that for young men, toxic masculinity, feminization of the culture, attacking males, it's there from the Democrat, but without a doubt. Does that mean, and Henry, I thought you would have heard that, but I mean, I heard it, but I just dismissed it as a minor thing. Apparently, it's a bigger thing going on now with when Carlson and all these others get involved with this. It's a big influence.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. They got their following for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, again, I was watching O'Reilly with Bill Maher. Pretty entertaining stuff. O'Reilly was on his game. So was Bill Maher, going back and forth. O'Reilly saying 23 million people watch the Kennedy Center thing.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I got him on, I'm going to say our statisticians say it wasn't 23 million on News Nation. That's like preposterous. Come on, Bill. But they did bring up Fuentes and bring up what's going on in the Republican Party with this guy. All right. Now, Henry is off to a wedding in Charleston tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. The numbers look even worse today, thousands of flights impacted by the shutdown. We thought they would go down with the kind of settlement that's going to happen this afternoon. But apparently, for some reason, maybe they're taking off now. They feel it's settled. I'm not sure, but more and more impacted.
I just hope I get out of here.
Yeah, that, exactly.
That's as long as I'm on the plane, I don't care when it is.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
That's just all. Like, I don't want to have to drive down to Charleston and then come back. Ugh.
Well, maybe you can hitch a ride. Besant is from Charleston.
Oh, really?
When he comes on, I'm going to hit him with that.
Oh, yeah, I'll take him with his train.
Yeah, there we go.
I saw there was a 12-hour Amtrak. It's in the cards right now, unfortunately.
I'm looking at my texting to see if Secretary Besant's person has come up with a train to get him here to strike the last penny at the Mint. And so far, they're working on it.
Might as well put it on the tracks at that point,
right? I mean,
right?
I got this at like 11:58, right before air. Sorry, his train has been canceled. Oh, I don't know. Maybe there's something super secret going on and it'll come out. But I want to know, how's he going to get the price of coffee and bananas down? That's what he said on Fox and Friends this morning. So affordability is frontline, and I commend part of the Trump administration for going after this. I get them saying, look, they inherited a mess from Biden. We know that. But the lesson from the Biden years, finally, you just cannot ignore this and just say, well, wages are going to be all that stuff. people are not going to buy it. And sadly, in Jersey, that's some of what happened to Jack Cettarelli. I mean, did Jack Cettarelli do anything to make coffee so expensive in Jersey? No. I mean,
he's the one causing the storms down in Columbia and everything.
Right. I mean, I really want to get Jack on. I've been texting people, this guy, you know, when he's ready. I just think he ran a hell of a campaign. And all the blame and all the nonsense coming out of the woodwork here from Mikey Sherrill. I know it's hard to understand. I'll give you the memo her people wrote, her chief of staff, about how they won, and this is how Democrats can win nationally. Not buying it. You won in Jersey. You know, talk about a home court advantage. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with something, the passing of Norman Rockwell, uniquely American, that you'd like to see a Rockwell art attempt on it. We've had Joe of Columbus was a very good one of how you think it would go. And it could be anything, anything you think that is Americana. Just think of something you like and tell me how you think he would portray it. By the way, if you want to catch up, I didn't know he's the one that coined Rosie the Riveter and did the whole thing. Quite a campaign, one of the all-time campaigns. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. So on this Norman Rockwell side question, will at now be at it, picking up dog poop. Okay, yeah, Norman Rockwell would be big with that.
I
think they... a Norman Rockwell portrait of drug addicts slumped over like zombies in Kensington, along with a trashed cityscape. Wait a minute. This isn't Andy Warhol or something. It's Norman Rockwell.
Seriously. I mean, maybe if you threw, like, I don't know, like one lone police officer picking up the trash in that scene or something.
That's
yeah,
right.
That makes it a Rockwell.
Yeah. Let's see here. The others. I mean, I just think we've gone to the dark side here.
All it took was what? It took one? Yeah, one from John here to set everything off.
Communist that he is. Fishapine, Leslie, voters waiting in line to sign in with a sign that says, please have your ID ready when signing in. Okay, Norman Rockwell could...
We're getting a little more positive, I guess.
But Norman Rockwell is a positive Americana, even though, as I said, he took on civil rights, he took on some of these things. Some of his most famous, though, are that American spirit, the holidays, things associated with it, not dog poop or Kensington.
So are we being facetious, or do you think these are people's true feelings of, the reflection of the country here?
Yeah, they are.
What are the highlights? Picking up poop and needles
in
Kensington.
There's got to be an upside to it at the same time. Yes,
I would hope there's still at least a few scenes they could be like, oh, man, that's American.
Exactly. 855.
I guess these are American.
839-1210. Is the positive so hard? I know on the side we often get the negative. They're more entertaining, but there's got to be a few positive out there. By the way, one thing yesterday, quite a Veterans Day show. We played the president at the top from Arlington Cemetery. And one thing the media left out when they talked about some of the things that he said, he talked about the response of the veterans. Over 3 million VA backlog claims have been processed just in this period of time. Over 1 million extra VA service hours. Opened 20 new VA facilities in 13 states. And just confirmed that since he's taken office, veterans unemployment rate has plummeted by 26%. So... New York Times did a long thing, and look, I'm not a fan, and if you are, you have to tell me straight up why. Speaking from Arlington Cemetery and going into campaign stuff, but the New York Times, all right, they reported he did that. That's fine, but they didn't report on those things that I just told you, and those are amazing. Those are real metrics that indicate care and concern for veterans. And when the president's at Arlington putting them out and you want to cover him and go after him on the downside of what he said, okay, how about letting people know some of those statistics directly from the receipts that they have at the Veterans Administration? I think Collins is doing a heck of a job there. We don't hear the usual stuff that we hear that's negative or as much of it. Just, again. On Veterans Day and speaking from Arlington, you don't go into the back and forth over the shutdown or anything else. Better to just stick to the message, which is veterans on that day. Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom. It's good to talk to you today. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I wasn't able to call in, but I really appreciated your show yesterday, man. That was really well done, and a lot of us out here really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you very much.
I went out to Valley Forge. We got a family friend out there, so I was listening to you on the way back, and I was going to call in, but I had people with me, and it was kind of a down day, But I wanted to go with something that might be a little more positive Americana with a funny twist. I would like to see Norman Rockwell do a painting of a World Series celebration at a stadium. And I want to go with the Phillies because Tug McGraw, what he did when we won the World Series, is such an iconic thing. And the players piled up behind him. But instead of saying, congratulations, we won, you know them little bubbles in the pictures where you see they're talking to it? Like maybe have Larry Bowe would say to Pete Rose, you picked us, right? Or maybe have Mike Schmidt saying to Luzinski, as much as you eat, you should open your own restaurant. Or Dallas Green saying to Lonnie Smith, I hope you do something about that foot odor next year. Or Gary Maddox saying to Bob Boone, man, you take too long in the bathroom, that kind of thing, because it adds a personal note to it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to leave it there.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great
you,
day, all right?
I didn't know that about Bob Boone in the bathroom. I guess he was just making that up.
He might have.
You ever hear about George Brett, what George Brett did in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well.
I don't know if I want to hear
about
that.
Yeah. I just love that scene of Brett running out after they threw his bat out and said the home run didn't count.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is an all-timer.
I'd like for someone to get that mad in baseball again.
Absolutely. All right. Kash Patel is suddenly giving a brief today on China and fentanyl. And again, there's a lot of information on that. The problem is, what are we going to do to push back on China? It's easier to me. I like hitting the Venezuelan drug boats. I don't care if they're coming here or where they're going. They're drug dealers. I'd rather hit the cartels in Mexico, though. And I think President Trump at some point in the future will probably do that. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. This is cut, let's see, this is cut 19. This is the Global Wind Energy Council. They had their big confab about climate yesterday. And listen to the presidente of this group. This is an influential group still out there on climate, wanting world governments to shut down what they say is misinformation, disinformation. So if I say something on climate that he doesn't agree with, that should be censored. Here's from the conference.
There's a lot to do, and there's no silver bullet. I think that's one of the things we've all, you know, there's no kind of solution that's just going to solve everything. So maybe just a few points that I think are important. One is, you know, governments need to see this as a kind of public safety issue, and they need to take a stance. They can't just be saying, you know, this is just free speech. You know, it's a really naive idea. And this is not free speech, guys. You know, this is not free speech. And I just want to be really clear about this. The platforms are controlled by five or six people. Mm-hmm. And it's about to get worse because we've got the whole takeover of TikTok by, you know, Larry Ellison and the Murdochs and so on, which is in the pipeline, right? So the big platforms in the West are controlled by five or six people. This is not freedom of speech. You know, this is a control of eyeballs and communications by a very concentrated people. So democratizing media and bringing more media and more reporting and human reporting back into the room is going to be really essential.
All right, so censor, shut it down under the guise they're being controlled by a few people that are spreading misinformation, disinformation. Shut it down. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
I noticed what he was saying there, like, he wants more, like, outside media in? Is that what I was getting from that? Like,
well,
he doesn't want
yeah.
it from, like, you know, people yeah. reported on Twitter, I'm guessing is what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, where else are you going to report it?
Exactly.
No, like, this, yeah, it's...
This guy wants to censor. That's what it is.
Okay.
If you differ with him on what he's saying about climate and what we should do, actually, in our lives, then you're a menace. And you mentioned national security. This
yeah.
is a security. It's age-old, and I guess he thought he was clever by them throwing in Larry Ellison and these others. They're actually dictating all this, which
yeah.
they're not when it's on Twitter, for example.
Yeah, go yeah. make your own social media then if you
exactly.
think it stinks.
Exactly, right. Well, yeah.
He's got the money.
Voices. Yeah, exactly. All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So Kash Patel saying the FBI or the Trump administration has really dented the fentanyl pipeline. All right, we'll see. I'm hoping that's the case. We know that China's involvement, but we also know Mexico's involvement in the cartels and it ending up in Kensington and places like that. Hit us on the side question today. Norman Rockwell, Roberts was brilliant. Hit us with something positive, if you can, or do you think Rockwell would say, that's it, I've done the positive in my career. The schmaltz. He was schmaltz on an elevated level, emotional level. I think he reflected America. So are we saying that America no longer exists? I don't think so.
It's kind of, to me, that's what kind of what it sounds like. No, I want to say everyone's kind of joking with these answers, right. But at the same time, it's like, that kind of is America now. For better or for worse, you know.
Well, that's what the battle is. I mean, there are certain segments that would say yes, but is there not an America, say, over the holidays that?
Oh yeah,
that's the thing that
there's still the positives, but yes. I think we're trained to within this age of media and everything
social
to only see the negatives.
Exactly, the negative. So see if he can dredge up a positive. Newman Price was. I don't know if he said the dog poop. Come on, Norman Rockwell's not doing dog poop. He would do what Henry did. It might be a bad scene, but he has a cop still picking up. That's a real good one.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in a mass of these problems picking up litter.
The light in the darkness.
Go. That's exactly what Norman Rockwell was about. And again, he was about the civil rights movement. He was on the cutting edge of that, but he did it in a way that was saying that America can overcome this also. Man, we're going to have trouble selling Norman Rockwell today. I've never been to the museum. If you have, what's the star of the Norman Rockwell Museum? I'm not sure. I haven't been to it. 855-839-1210, though. I'm still monitoring Secretary Bessent. He's been radio silent after his train was canceled. He was going to come here and strike the last penny. So the penny is still holding out over there at the Mint. We still might have the penny by the end of the day. We're tracking it. Yes. You had something there? No?
No, I'm breaking down to John here, the idiosyncrasies of one Dom Giordano.
Oh, okay. Well, let's put that, you know, there ought to be a textbook that you have here. I page 32.
I'm basically writing one at this point. It's just verbal.
Never say this or always say that. Absolutely. I might give him a quiz later on, Henry. We'll see how your tutelage is. And we'll see if you can get out of Dodge or Newark tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Let's talk first, though, dentistry, about my good friend, my dentist, personal dental specialist extraordinaire, and board-certified prosthodontist, the one and only Dr. Robert Bentz, with big news that we've been telling you about and what it means for you. Because Dr. Bentz and now his daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. So now the Bentzes have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz. Now we have two prosthodontists that can serve you and open up more hours for you. The best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental issues like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry that's provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz, a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, dentists all the time send people to Dr. Bentz. I encourage you to do what I did. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Get that initial evaluation right now. Visit their website at BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. State Representative Martina White will be joining us in about 8 or 9 minutes, and we'll talk with her about the vote today of the House. We're out of the shutdown in the House. Now it's on to the Senate. What's in there after all this time here in Pennsylvania? Not as dramatic as the national shutdown, but a lot of money involved, a lot of posturing, a lot of Josh Shapiro, a lot more money spent on the public schools. Why? There's not enough money being spent already? And they pulled out of this agreement, this Reggie stuff that involves climate coming out of California. Maybe that's what Republicans wanted and what they got. And this one has been intense, death threats. Joe Pittman, we've had him on, majority leader in the Senate. This Matt Bradford, big mouth guy from the suburbs, who seems to control things in Harrisburg. And now we have a settlement. And again, how does this play out in the big governor's race coming up with Stacey Garrity versus Josh Shapiro? All right, we started off, though, today talking about Scott Bessent and affordability. And I guess in Pennsylvania, we're going to see that also. If you missed it yesterday, this is cut one. Wanted to play you a little bit, though, of what Josh Shapiro's all about. And one of the worst things that Democrats have done. Now, I'm in the camp that I don't necessarily think J.D. Vance is going to be the Republican nominee. There's a lot to admire about J.D. Vance, but not exactly charismatic. All right? I know he's the odds-on favorite as vice president, but Rubio, a few others could definitively be. It's going to be a heck of a battle to be the nominee. Shapiro, though, says in his mind, look, I'm going to be the Democrat nominee. Vance is the odds-on to be the Republican. I got to tear down his story. I got to tear down the hillbilly elegy. Cut one. Here's Shapiro.
Yeah.
So was the release of the federal funds a mistake? Like just yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance said, you know, he called the court order absurd. Do we think that the release of the funds was a mistake or is it a direct result of you guys going to court?
Well, let me answer both the J.D. Vance piece and the other piece. This is as a result of us continuing to push legally with the judge and the judge ruling that no longer would there be a partial payment, but the full payment. And the moment we got that ruling, Secretary Arkush went into action, pushed that button and got the dollars flowing again, the federal dollars. And look, as for J.D. Vance, I mean, I got to say, look, I think America has a president, a vice president that don't give a damn about all Americans. They have made that crystal clear. And I mean, at least with Donald Trump, he's transparent about that. J.D. Vance is a total phony. And let me explain why. J.D. Vance rose to some prominence by writing a book
some
about
prominence,
growing up in
you
Appalachia,
clown.
Where there's a whole lot of people who get SNAP. He made millions of dollars on the backs of telling their stories, and then he turned his damn back on those very people who he likes to write about and claim as his own. Here's another thing J.D. Vance claims. He claims to be a person of faith. I know my Bible. And my Bible teaches us that we are to love thy neighbor. That's right. And we are to feed the hungry. That's right. Deuteronomy says, if you see a person who is in need, you don't give them a clenched fist, you open up your hand.
All right, we got enough of
so
him here.
So for J.D. Vance now to turn around.
Okay, so a couple things there. One, going after his religion. And what does the Bible say about this extremist on abortion? I'm not just talking about vaguely pro-choice. That would be Josh Shapiro. And trying to tear down a guy who went through a dysfunctional family and rose to the other side, the American dream. They have to go after that. They are not going to let that kind of connection be there that Vance has in Hillbilly Elegy. And how that riveted America, that experience. That's what they're doing here. This guy is a menace. He is an all-time menace. And if he is their nominee, well, first of all, we have to defeat him for governor. But I thought the rules, you know, Josh, you don't talk about religion. You don't, this type of stuff. You don't like it. And it's only one-sided. The religion says do what Democrats want through government spending, or somehow or another, you're mean. Somehow or another, something's wrong with you. What about protecting taxpayers and their money? Is that not mean? All right, Martina White is next here. She voted today on the bill that would remove the shutdown. What did Republicans get in this? We'll find out. That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in Martina White, one of our all-time favorites, representative from Northeast Philadelphia, and Larry Krasner, adversary extraordinaire. Voting today, suddenly, is the shutdown on the way to being over in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Martina. Well, Martina, before we get to the shutdown, how are you doing election night? I was sitting here thinking, you know, what else can this guy do?
Yeah, look, didn't get the results that we wanted in terms of, getting Krasner out of office. I think that inevitably what happened, and we saw it with the turnout, the Democrats, even up in New York, they got Mamdani in there as mm-hmm. their mayor. But locally, it certainly, it just, to me, it doesn't make any sense as to why the public would continue to reelect this guy. But I think it was really just a backlash against the president overall on the Democrats, and that's what drove them out. I think that in terms of the performance of the Republican turnout in Northeast Philadelphia, it was certainly much, much higher than in past cycles in the off years. I think we got somewhere up of nearly, in some of the districts, like 40% of the turnout. So that I was really proud of. And I think it just shows you that we're kind of living in, what is it, a tale of two cities, or we're living under one city umbrella, but we're living in two different worlds in terms of the political environment that the public feels. And I think it's important that we continue to push our, the work that we do. And I think we've seen that here in Harrisburg as well, to try to obviously compromise, but continue to advocate for the things that we're passionate about. And that, I think is really critical for the future of Pennsylvania and for Philadelphia.
Well, the bright spot's you and Joe Bocozzi there in Northeast Philadelphia. So, Martina, how did you vote on this bill?
So I voted yes on this year's budget. First off, it's been over 4 months late, so I was getting pretty concerned that, this budget certainly couldn't go into the new year. I know in some years past that has happened, but there were actually school districts saying that they would have to shut down indefinitely if the budget did not get done soon. So, that's a major problem. And I think that this budget overall, the reason I was a yes is for a few particular reasons. One was we were able to achieve what we had set out from the very beginning of the budget cycle. Our caucus, we'd been talking about three main priorities. One was boosting our energy economy, and we were able to do that by getting out of RGGI. So RGGI would have been a 30% tax increase on electric bills for families, and it hurts energy producers. They don't want to come to Pennsylvania. They don't want to invest mm-hmm. dollars in buildings and sites to help produce more energy. So when that happens, energy prices go up because demand is still high, and it's pulling energy off the grid. So I think that was a huge, huge win. It's also going to shift the trajectory of the Commonwealth, because now we'll be able to be the beneficiaries of all these dollars of investment. We'll see jobs being created, economic growth, and output. The other piece to the budget was making sure that we increase school choice opportunities for work for families. That in Philadelphia, when less than 36% of third graders are at reading grade level, that is a problem. So we help to improve not only literacy programs to ensure that students are being taught properly how to read, which you'd think that was already being done, but unfortunately here in the Commonwealth we are really stuck between a rock and a hard place at times.
Wait a minute, Martina, did that mandate then that phonics be the way that we go, or is it just the resources?
It mandates that the literacy programs be taught properly through through our education system. That it's, phonics, it's really a literacy program specifically, not just not just what's been done in the past. It's a big change. I would also say that in terms of school choice specifically, there's more scholarship dollars that are being allocated. So $50 million more for, in my district, it's like St. Anselm, St. Christopher's, St. Martha's, these schools. A lot of families, they want to send their kids to a private school, but they can't necessarily afford it, but they know that their alternative option at maybe a public school isn't going to work for their kid. So these types of scholarship programs are really helpful for families. But just back to the literacy piece, it's an evidence-based reading instruction curriculum, mm-hmm. and it also provides professional development training for the teachers. So there's a universal reading screener from LIS that were recommended by Reading Leadership Council, provided by the Pennsylvania Department of Education. So we have really, I think, adopted a much better program that's going to help students actually learn how to read.
And that's a mandate then, right? That's what we're talking about.
They're going to have to screen each student that's enrolled in kindergarten mm-hmm. through third grade for reading competency 3 times a year. It requires notification to parents if there is a reading deficiency. They have to develop a reading intervention plan for each student in K through third grade if they are identified to having a reading deficiency. So there's monitors in place, and then there's also enforcement of the school entity for compliance. Otherwise, they could forfeit some grants. So there's really a price for noncompliance. We want to make sure that there's accountability measures in place and that our students are actually learning how to read. This is basic stuff. This really, it's wild that it hasn't been done, previously. But I know that the member, Jason Ortiz, has been working on this policy for 5 years. And the idea that we were able to get it into this budget proposal, while we're in the minority, is pretty incredible. And it speaks volumes to the passion that we have as Republicans for educating our young people out there and to ensuring that they have a bright future. So, I'm proud of my colleague. I'm also, you know, proud that we were able to, you know, get some of these pieces into the budget. But this is just, I think it's a Pennsylvania budget. You know, this, each piece of this is going to help Pennsylvanians in some way, shape, or form. I think that what we've been able to achieve is pretty phenomenal. And I know a lot of people have been talking about, you know, different benefit integrity programs, which was another priority for us in the very beginning of the session, making sure that, you know, when we have a vulnerable population and there's a benefits program that's being made available to them, that there aren't people who are taking advantage of those programs that shouldn't be. So waste, fraud, and abuse of those, you know, programs, we put some measures in there to help advance ensuring benefit integrity. So these are all great and kind of big ideas and big proposals that we were able to, again, get to an agreement on. And I think that Pennsylvania is going to be moving in a much better direction overall.
Take a look at the governor's race. I don't know if any of this plays out. What's the biggest vulnerability? If you were running against Josh Shapiro, we think that Stacey Garrity's a heck of a candidate, the rural background, the treasurer, the military background, et cetera. But we're into the real, real heavy duty with this guy. What's the vulnerability? What have you learned up close that has to be the way to run a campaign against Shapiro?
So the governor is very politically savvy. He toes the line on a ton of issues. He doesn't necessarily make a decision on where he wants to be, or if he does, he'll tend to side with the far left because he's trying to accommodate a progressive voter base for the primary of a presidential cycle. And that's a real shame because, as you, again, I'll bring it up, but Mamdani up in, you know, being selected as the mayor of New York, an economic engine of the nation, like, it's wild to me that that's even a possibility, but it will actually force Josh Shapiro to continue moving further to the left. And that's a concern for Pennsylvania because we're not far to the left. We are a very much common sense, everyday, you know, working class type of people that is middle of the road. And so that is an area where I think he is vulnerable. I think that, you know, this budget and the energy stuff that we were able to achieve is certainly going to mitigate some of the energy issues that he's been faced with in terms of Reggie. He's the one that's been supporting it. You know,
exactly.
He's still going to get hit on that going into next year because he's the guy. He's the face of it. He wanted the 30% energy tax, and he is still going to have to answer for that. I think also, you know, he did a 180, and people don't forget, you know, he did a 180 on school choice. He had an opportunity to continue to advance policies that help educate and make sure that families have access to a quality education through school choice, but he chose not to do that. I think he's going to have to answer for that. I also think that, you know, he just had a 40%, I think, increase in his marketing line that he asked for.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, you know, okay, it's going to be TikTok on steroids with his office.
It's amazing.
And he'll be taking credit for all of the great things that the Republicans actually advocated for in the budget. He didn't really advocate for much other than for himself. You know, budgets are all put together,
right?
You know, and this was, in particular, was like a 5-party deal. But I will say that I think that there is going to be a lot for him to answer for. I don't know how much more you want me to go into, but, you know, the stuff locally in Philly, the Ellen Greenberg stuff, the way that he handled the AG's office and even how he's handling, his own office with the indiscretions and of his staff, you know, with the, you know, misconduct, you know, those are all still going to be things he has to answer for. And, you know, it's kind of frustrating, I think. We look for a governor to be a true leader and to bring people together and to find solutions, but he's really just like, oh, send me a budget and I'll sign it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no vested interest in the future of this Commonwealth. He was willing to pass, his budget proposal was $51.5 billion proposal. It's $1.5 billion more than what we actually wound up spending. And he would have left Pennsylvania in a lurch, assuming he, you know, does go on to run for president and everything else. Down the road, we're facing financial, you know, just constraints. Like, we have budget deficits in the out years with his level of spending. And it's really out of control. It hurts. It hurts everyday working people when government grows in astronomical rates. And people just can't afford it. We just, you know, and that's what concerns me. It's like, it's always about, you know, Josh first and Pennsylvania, whatever happens, good luck, you know, and that's just not right.
I'm writing it all down. I got the blueprint when we talk with Stacey. Martina, thank you. Thanks so much. And again, thanks for that note about Northeast Philadelphia showing up this time around. That's true. And an off-year election, at least they stood up. To be continued. Thanks, Martina.
You got it. Thanks, Dom. Take care.
Representative Martina White. All right, you heard some of the stuff that's in this. I'm not sure what the Senate's going to do. I think they'll, well, we're hearing mixed messages on that. So is it over with this? And Josh Shapiro is the real threat. If you look to national politics, if he's the nominee, more so than almost any other that I see on the Democrat side. All right, phone lines. We got Dom's Money Melody coming up. You got the side question, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.